Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 39 degrees here at 7:30 on a Tuesday morning. Congress looks to avoid another government shutdown.
The House is expected to vote today on a deal that would extend government funding for another 4 weeks and avoid another shutdown. House and Senate leaders have struck a deal on a continuing resolution that keeps government open until December 20th and does not put any restrictions on border wall funding, something President Trump demanded in exchange for his signature. The House is expected to pass the measure and send it to the Senate just ahead of Thursday night's funding deadline. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has suggested President Trump could refuse to sign it over his frustrations with the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
Four Wichita police officers are named in a lawsuit filed by the family of Andy Finch, the man who was shot and killed by Wichita police in a swatting incident in late 2017. The lawsuit filed yesterday by Lisa Finch, Andrew Finch's mother, and Ali Abdelhadi, a friend who was at the home that night, claims unconstitutional seizure and seeks more than $75,000 in damages.
Wichita police have arrested a 40-year-old man for murder early Saturday. Officers responded to a call of a carjacking at Lincoln and Woodlawn in southeast Wichita. A police officer, Charlie Davidson, says officers made contact with the suspect, who had called 911, then located the victim in critical condition in a front yard in the 900 block of South Mission underneath a car.
The victim in the second-degree murder case has been identified as 42-year-old David Lee.
Investigators say this was not random and that the suspect and victim knew each other.
A distillery could be fined up to $1 million for a chlorine gas cloud that lingered over residents in northeast Kansas in 2016.
Federal prosecutors say MGP Ingredients pleaded guilty Monday to negligence in violating the Federal Clean Air Act, which is a misdemeanor. In October 2016, a chlorine gas cloud formed at the company's Atchison plant. Residents evacuated the city or sheltered in place for hours. About 140 people sought medical attention. A federal report blames a leak on missing key rings on chemical storage tanks and a lack of attention to procedure. Sentencing was set for February 24th. The company could be sentenced to 5 years of probation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A new report suggests the U.S. is not doing enough to stop China from stealing proprietary research.
The report from the Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigation says the FBI should be more effective and consistent in warning U.S. universities about the threat of Chinese economic and industrial espionage at colleges and universities, and says agencies that award research grants or provide visas for scientists don't do enough to monitor or track them. The report finds billions of dollars in taxpayer-funded research has contributed to China's global rise over the last 20 years and to its goal of being a world leader in science and technology by 2050. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
In Florida, yet another story about a misbehaving adult at a kid's sports event.
22-year-old Alberto Ramos is accused of punching the ump following a game in Lakeland over the weekend. Polk County Sheriff's deputies report after the game, Ramos went to the clubhouse to complain about a call the umpire made and started screaming at him. When the ump asked Ramos to leave, deputies say Ramos punched him in the face. The umpire ended up with a bloody lip and broken tooth. Ramos is charged with felony battery of a sports official. Tom Mergotti, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. One more nice fall day in Wichita before changes arrive tomorrow and tomorrow night. It's going to be sunny with a high 68 later on this afternoon. Clear and breezy tonight, our low near 50. Then rain and thunderstorms move in by tomorrow afternoon. Windy with a high 67. Colder with showers again tomorrow night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 39 degrees, a west wind at 6 miles per hour. 7:36 now, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. A warm autumn day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 74 degrees. Normal high is 55. Now, the record high for that date, 77, set back in 1942. So it was almost a record high, record warm day in south central Kansas.
It was nice.
Yeah, very nice. This is a story that's gone pretty much viral, and it's authorities discovered a camel, a cow, and a donkey roaming together in a road and in a grouping reminiscent of a Midwestern Christmas nativity scene. The Goddard Police Department asked for help Sunday in locating the owners of the three friends traveling together. Police said in a Facebook post that if they couldn't find the owners, they would be halfway toward a live nativity this Christmas season. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Lieutenant Tim Meyer said the animals belonged to an employee of the nearby Tanganyika Wildlife Park. So that's the secret to why the cow, the camel, and the donkey were walking along the roadway near Goddard.
Not something you're going to see every day.
You're not going to see it every day.
Sedgwick County.
It just went to people all over the world paying a lot of attention to that story. Yesterday, my wife and I took our grandson, Nolan, who it was his 20th birthday yesterday. And we took him downtown to the memorabilia or the gift shop there for the new baseball team, the Wind Surge. We had purchased for him a ball cap. He didn't particularly like the style. He kind of liked the one I had. So we went down, and it didn't fit him anyway. It was a fitted hat. So we went down to exchange it and went to the gift shop and had a good experience there.
You've been there twice now.
Yeah, and my wife had to have a couple of T-shirts, so one for my daughter and one for hers. So there you go. And then the three of us.
The McIntosh family is keeping that store in business.
Yeah, and they haven't even played a game yet.
Okay. Wow.
We got to have our own box seat for the next 4 years, something like that. But then we went to a nice burger place down there in Delano and had a really good cheeseburger. And how about that? Had a nice
Sounds
day.
Like a nice day.
Nice day with our grandson.
On a nice warm November day.
And then while we were in there, I saw my good friend Ernest Alexander was dining in this place and talked to him for just a little bit. He's got that concert coming up December 1st.
As always.
We talked about. Yep. He's going to be doing Christmas music.
It's that time of year again.
It's that time of the year. And if you've never heard Ernest sing, you're in for a treat. He's good. So, pretty good 20th birthday for my grandson, Nolan, I think. There you go.
Nice.
Last night, I went to a ball game, another basketball game, with my two granddaughters, the twins, playing
the
seventh
grade. You were on fire yesterday.
Each of them had a basket, which they don't score much. They're looking for the assists and the rebounds more than anything. And their little friend, Natalie, who last year, first year she'd ever been out for basketball, and she was lost. When she got in the game, she didn't have any idea what was going on. Well, last night she scored a basket.
Look at that.
And it was like this family celebration. Yeah, it was bigger than the Super Bowl. But, you know how that is with kids. All right, we're getting getting a notification that Lily Wu is leaving Cake TV.
Oh,
After 9 years. Did you know about this?
I did not.
Yeah, the Wichita Business Journal is doing the story this morning. We have some details coming up for you here in just a few minutes with Steve and Ted. But after 9 years, apparently she doesn't have anything specific she's going to do. She just apparently decided that she's had enough of TV. I don't know. I don't know what the reasons are. But you know, it's funny because I always feel like people who go into TV news really go in for one reason, so they can anchor. Now, maybe I misjudged this, and I know there are great people who are reporters out there doing wonderful journalism and all that, but I think most people want to be on the tube in the anchor chair. If I was going into TV, that's what I'd want to do, right? I'd want to be the person
It's where the big money is, baby.
And in this market, sometimes you kind of get stuck. Get stuck in the lineup there, in the depth chart. And I wonder if that's the problem. I don't know. I'm putting words in Lily's mouth. I don't know her, but you've gotten to know her pretty well, haven't you?
Yeah, she's a fantastic reporter, individual.
Good person, too. Yeah.
Good to solid Wichitan. Of course, went to high school here. And
oh, she did? I didn't know that. So, okay. She's a hometown
person.
Well,
yeah, it's Wish her well in whatever her future endeavors will be.
Whatever, Lily, best of luck to you and whatever you decide to do. She's still a young person. She's probably 22 or 3 years old.
Yes. The world is her oyster.
The world is her oyster. All right, Ted, it's 7:41 now. Here's Steve and Ted. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. A new business presence on the WSU campus? That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.